This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. When you were growing up, what kind of love did you experience in your home? Hopefully you felt loved, you accepted. Now there's a word for that. It's called unconditional love, and we feel okay about ourselves, basically because mum and dad loved us for who we are. Now I realise that not everyone has that experience, but this sort of love, this deep love, is the agape love, the kind of love that actually God has for us. And how do we translate that into love for each other? Well, the Apostle Paul wrote many years ago, probably around about 2,000 years ago, to a group of quarrelling, cranky church members. And they were in the community of Corinth in Greece. My wife and I and a group of others actually have stood in the ruins of this old city. And we tried to realise what it must have been like for Paul. And because he said to them in 1 Corinthians 13, "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and angels, but don't have any love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and I can understand all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but if I don't have love," Paul said, "I've got nothing. I can give away all my possessions. And if I hand over my body so that I can boast, but then again, if I don't have love, I gain nothing, because love is patient and kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It doesn't actually rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things and believes all things, hopes all things and endures all things." So that's what Paul said about love, this agape love, the love and concern for another person. Hopefully it's in your family. In a Sunday school class, the 9-year-old group of children had to write a couple of sentences about what God's love and the love for their family means. And one little girl said, and she wrote, "I am glad I am who I am." She said, "I like being me. Even when I do the wrong thing, I am still the right person." I think that's a profound statement of grace and healthy self-love. Think about that for what a 9-year-old said. "Even when I do the wrong thing, I'm still the right person." Can you say that about yourself? It's true. Is it a real thing about God's forgiveness? It can be something you're conditioned to learn. A 43-year-old woman was reflecting how she came to love herself and to have really this healthy picture of herself and the importance of her relationship with her mother. She remembers a time when she was 5 and she was playing with the toys in the living room at home, and she'd been warned about taking care of this beautiful vase. Actually, her mother said it's been in the family for 3 generations. It's like a family heirloom, beautiful piece of art. And as she was playing, this little girl happened to bump the stand the vase sat on. It shook, and then this vase slowly tumbled to the floor, wooden floor, with a very loud crash. So the girl was frightened by the accident. Not only did she cry out because of fear, but she knew the importance in history, actually, what it meant to her mother. But when she screamed and ran out of the room, her mother came back and hugged her. And the girl was sort of crying out of surprise. But her mother said in a calm voice, "I'm glad that you're okay, because when you screamed, I was afraid that you were hurt. I'm really glad that you're okay." Now, this woman is now 43, and she looks back on that story. She is a mother herself, and she said, "I learned that day that I was the family treasure." Very simple story, but I think it does say something. Some of us grew up with brothers and sisters and in families where parents showed that they cared, that we were part of the family treasure. But others had to step outside the family to find unconditional love and acceptance. Maybe they found it or didn't find it in church. You are loved, it says. Really, you are cherished. You are a treasure. You are a child of God. And because you are a child of God, you have an incredible inheritance. Well, Lord, what do you want to do through me? What do you want to do so that each person might know that I belong to your family and that I am your precious child? Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.